From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And in a few minutes, when you're caring for a spouse with Alzheimer's, is it okay to start dating?
A tender topic. But first, President Obama and European leaders continue to show a united front today. Speaking at a press conference in Brussels, European Commission President José Manuel Barroso said that the crisis in Ukraine underscores the importance of the alliance.
I like to say to the American people that you can count on us as your best friends and allies.
And President Obama picked up the theme.
So if anyone in the Russian leadership thought the world wouldn't care about their actions in Ukraine, or that they could drive a wedge between the European Union and the United States, they clearly miscalculated.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman is with us from Washington. And Michelle, you are the diplomatic correspondent. So what diplomacy are you hearing at work here, if any?
Well, I mean, certainly no one's talking about going to war over Crimea or doing anything militarily here. All the talk today has been about how to de-escalate the situation. The Russian and Ukrainian foreign ministers did meet on the sidelines of a nuclear summit in The Hague earlier this week, but it's not at all clear that they're at the level of talks that the U.S. and Europe want them to be. So the real push here is on diplomacy.
And is there some sort of shared image of what a plan might look like emerging from this trip?
Well, today's meetings at the European Union and NATO were really meant to show a united front, that Russia is isolated over the issue of Ukraine. The president of the European Council, Herman Van Rompuy, called the annexation of Crimea illegal and a disgrace in the 21st century. Europeans are working with the U.S. on sanctions. Now, so far, those have been targeted ones, banning the travel and freezing the assets of Russian politicians and businessmen linked to the Kremlin. They might go further to target entire sectors. That's going to be very difficult for Europe especially to do, but there's talk about that. And on the other side, the plan is to try to help stabilize Ukraine, both politically and economically. And this, Robin, is really going to be the big test. You know, can they help this country, which is riddled with corruption, clean up its act and become a real democracy rather than a kleptocracy? And can they do that while Ukraine is under such pressure from Russia? That's going to be a big challenge for the U.S. and Europe here.
A kleptocracy, a great phrase, a reference to the corruption in the Ukrainian government previously. And we heard the president's words saying that if any in the Russian leadership thought they could drive a wedge between the U.S. and Europe, that's a reference to how much Europe has relations with Russia and depends on Russia for financial relations and other things. But we know that today in the press conference, there was an emphasis on cooperation between the U.S. and Europe. On what level?
Well, the big question here is going to be energy, because European officials call the Ukraine crisis a wake-up call on that front. They depend very heavily on Russian gas exports, and particularly European countries that are closer to Europe, closer to Russia. So the U.S., for instance, is now putting shale gas on international markets. President Obama said the U.S. could be helpful to Europe, but that's, you know, long off in the future. So he said that's going to take time, and he's encouraging Europe to look at its own energy assets. Seemed to be suggesting that it consider developing shale gas resources in the way the U.S. has. That's very controversial in Europe, but European officials say the U.S. and Europe are going to have an energy meeting next week. It's going to be led by the EU's top diplomat, Cathy Ashton, and Secretary of State John Kerry.
Yeah. Well, as we're seeing, there are those issues, but as we mentioned at the beginning, Russia's annexation of Crimea has clearly overshadowed the president's European trip. But we still have White House aides insisting Russia isn't the sole focus. We heard those comments from President Obama yesterday seeming to dismiss Russia, and maybe Republican comments about Russia, dismissing Russia as sort of just a regional power, not really that strong. What else are you hearing there?
Well, on that front, I mean, that was really an answer to a question about how Mitt Romney called Russia the main geopolitical foe. President Obama said it's just a regional power. And White House officials point out that this is not a new kind of Cold War, that Russia doesn't have some ideology that, you know, appeals beyond its borders. And that's a message that he's going to be hammering home in Europe on the trip. They've also have a lot of other issues on their plate. Trade has been a major topic. The U.S. and the European Union are trying to negotiate a a trade agreement. And there's still concerns about NSA spying in Europe. That's still a sore subject and one that President Obama has had to address on this trip.
Right. Michelle Kellerman, NPR diplomatic correspondent from Washington on the president's trip through Europe. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you.